Hi, this is Donna Ashton with the Waldorf Connection, and today we have homeschooling mom. Oh, you know what? I better stop this. Do you want me to call you Deborah Thalberg or the other Harrelson, or does it matter?
I guess you might as well call me Harrelson. I had to change my
name.
Okay,
I was like, I'm about to say, like, wait a minute. Hi, this is Donna with the Waldorf Connection, and today we have a special homeschooling mom, Deborah Harrelson, on the line with us, and she is going to be doing one of the curriculum reviews for Anki Education, one that you may not have heard as much about in the Waldorf circles as it is Waldorf-inspired, but from what I've heard, it's a fantastic curriculum, and so welcome to the call, Deborah.
Thank you so much, Donna.
So glad you're here. I've been having so much fun with all the moms kind of talking about their curriculums of choice and them going through. So why don't you just kind of give us a little history, kind of where you started, how you started homeschooling and all that, so
sure.
We all know where you're coming from.
Yeah, well, I started homeschooling. I made the decision to homeschool 3 years ago. My girls were in preschool, and they were in a really wonderful Montessori-based kindergarten that they loved and I loved and, you know, just kind of on a normal track. But where we were living, I didn't see any good options after kindergarten. I didn't like what I was seeing, you know, from the local schools. And the cool moms I met were homeschooling. And I just thought, well, that's interesting. And it never would have occurred to me to homeschool, even at that point. But then just more people started to do it. And then a yoga friend of mine, told me about another yoga friend of hers who was homeschooling Waldorf. And I went, all my bells went off. And I said, wait a minute, I didn't know you could do that. I didn't think that was possible. And she put me in touch with Beth. And through Beth, I met you, Donna, and realized there were actually resources out there to homeschool Waldorf style. Because as I looked at like other types of more mainstream curriculum, they looked good, they looked interesting, but they never hit my heart. They never engaged my imagination. And so then when I realized and started to, you know, after I met you and after I met Jen and these other homeschooling moms who were doing this kind of eclectic or Waldorf homeschooling, I got really inspired. I thought, well, maybe I can do this. And so then you start the search of going to all the curriculum, and they all look so wonderful, you know, whether it's Christophers or Live Edge or, you know, a Garden Flower or any, they just look so beautiful, and you know, so it's so hard to choose. And I was turning myself in circles after, you know, a couple months of online looking at all the resources. And then a friend of mine just mentioned almost in passing Anki. So I started to look at the site, and something about it just grabbed me. It just kept coming back to me. Something about it it's Waldorf-inspired, as you said. Beth Sutton, who, you know, it's her curriculum. She was a Waldorf teacher for many years. So the developmental stages and the approach to learning are exactly the same as Waldorf. She just brings in a different element of, I would say, more multicultural. When you're, you know, the blocks are designed in the same way as Waldorf curriculum, where you're immersed in, you know, a story for an epic or a story, you know, depending on what grade you're in, for, you know, weeks, and absorbing it multiculturally with, you know, music and dancing and singing and baking and food of all kinds and gardening and all the things that are really, you know, basic and important to absorbing different cultures, different life, different, you know, concepts then ultimately. I just kept coming back to it. And even though it was more expensive than some of the other curriculum, I finally gambled and went forth on it. And then when I got my Anki materials, when you order the initial package, for me, coming out of, you know, a more mainstream schooling situation, I was told by the kindergarten teacher, oh, start them in second grade, they're so smart, they're so this, they're so that. And I thought, well, all right. And I did. And then after only a few weeks of second grade, when they should have been in first grade, I realized it wasn't working. They weren't ready developmentally for second grade. So I pulled back. I had a consultation with Beth at Sutton, and we talked about what was going on, what I was observing in my girls, their reactions to the stories. We talked for, you know, a couple of hours about what I needed to do with my girls at that time without buying a whole new package. And we were able to piece it together. And so I started off homeschooling kind of flying by the seat of my pants, which wasn't what I intended at all. But because I had so many resources, when Enki arrives, and you'll see this on different, you know, people on websites or blogs talk about different curriculum. Oh, my God, there's so many binders, I didn't know what to do. Well, you quickly realize that it actually makes a lot of sense, and your initial package is twice the price of, you know, your first, if you buy it in kindergarten, it's going to be, you know, half the price in, you know, first grade and second grade and third grade, because what you get initially is a whole resource library, and a lot of these resources take you through fifth grade. You know, there's a whole huge notebook of community songs, a notebook of festival songs. There is recorder music that, you know, you teach yourself. It's basically teach yourself, if you don't know how to play, like me, how to play recorder. Stay one step ahead of your kids. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I'm still playing, you know, and there's more music I haven't gotten to yet. There's seasonal poetry. There is your crafts, seasonal crafts, festivals, things like that that take you through all the years. And then for each grade, then there's whole other books of, you know, poetry and songs and whatever the curriculum is for that year. So let's say for second grade, here's where it diverges a bit from traditional Waldorf, whereas in a Waldorf school or many of the Waldorf curriculum, they stick with the saints. It's you know, mostly, not all, European saints, depends on the curriculum. You know, from centuries back, French, sort of Assisi, that kind of thing. Whereas Enki steps into a different realm of sages and saints. And it's controversial in Waldorf circles for sure, because she brings in Gandhi. She brings in She brings in Martin Luther King. She brings in John Muir. She brings in Harriet Tubman. She brings in Francis of Assisi, Stalking Wolf, so that you're getting saints and sages, some which are modern, some which are not, and, you know, from around the world. You know, it's not just European saints, but you're absorbing in different cultures. So if you're studying Gandhi, you're going to be eating Indian food, hopefully, and you're dancing to Indian music, and you're learning, you know, the dance steps, and you're singing, and, you know, you might do some poetry from that country, so that you're fully absorbed in that culture, whichever one it is. And the stories aren't at all, because she's very developmentally aware of where the second grader is, that they're not, you know, modern day tellings of, you know, the civil rights struggle. It should go through the childhood of, let's say, Gandhi, and how he was just a mischievous boy, you know, the trickster tales that go ahead of it, you know, as the trickster tales that you're telling in any Waldorf curriculum are reflecting the second grader so perfectly. So it's usually all these, you know, sages have been mischievous and naughty and, you know, up to a lot of trouble at some point or other. And then they transform, and it's the transformation that's important. And she's very clear to say this isn't an us and them. We don't want to oppress, you know, people of color. We don't want to oppress white people. We don't want people to have a kind of prejudice, but that, you know, all of humanity is sacred. I mean, that's the takeaway from, I think, all the, you know, Waldorf curriculums or not, I hope, is, you know, that there is a sacredness and a vitality, you know, to being human. And with respect. So that same developmental, mirroring of the second grader is so important.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're moving into third grade, instead of it being, a 1 month or 2 month Old Testament block, you're spending 3 to 4 months with the Old Testament stories. And then the other, 4 months or so on Native American or Haudenosaunee, in this case, culture. So that you're absorbing these creation epics, which, as we know, they are reflecting this new curiosity of the third grader who is, falling from grace in their nine-year change, which is so painful to them and to us as parents, I find. And confusing, that your golden child is suddenly, combative and sassy and defiant in a way that, I'd never seen before.
Yes, we are both feeling that, aren't we?
yes. And these stories of creation that, can come from any culture that reflect them so beautifully. And you have all this, in Enki, you have all this material that reflects that culture for that long of a time. So, when you're making moccasins, you're building a longhouse, you're planting the harvest, you're planting and harvesting the crops of Israel crossing the desert, all that, or of the Haudenosaunee here. We have a Three Sisters garden growing right now. Mm-hmm. And the science, they have a science section, which is mostly, it's building and planting and harvesting, just like any Waldorf curriculum. Mm-hmm. But, you can do a comparison garden. Okay, so we're in Georgia. Is it going to, implant a garden that reflects, what it's like in Georgia, and then leave the other closer to what it would be like in the Middle East? So you can see, why did these crops grow there and not here? Or, we don't have those same trees the Haudenosaunee used for their longhouse. What can we do here? And so you're connecting with nature and why houses or shelters are built the way they are for the environment.
Mm-hmm.
So it very much pulls on that. I think the main difference being that it's an extended through your language arts block and your math, these epics geared toward, the reflecting the third grader and their struggles with good and evil and the frustration inside of them and, why is God doing that and sending those plagues or, what have you? Or as Beth says, no one whines more than a third grader. And as the Israelites are crossing the desert for 40 years and whining the whole time, my girls are saying, why are they whining so much? And it just
you
makes
just smile
me
to yourself, right?
Yes, I do. And to have the backup of this curriculum has been wonderful. And she... in the Enki, there's also books of kind of the underlying philosophy and the connected nature of, why it is the way it is. Since she comes from a Waldorf background, here's, what is the same, but here are these important differences. It's not the same as Montessori. Here is why, or here is, a view on unschooling. These kind of perspectives of how we have to constantly ask ourselves questions about what's being reflected back about us. So that we as parents, as teachers, are constantly questioning ourselves from a deep and compassionate place, just as we have to develop, or I certainly do, compassion for my children when they're really annoying to me. So I find great support in the curriculum, in the guides, in the foundation books, and in the abundance of resources.
Wow, it sounds like it's pretty complete curriculum.
It really is. I haven't come across anything that's more complete. I think that, like the Christopher seems quite complete. That she seems to go through and really kind of cover, how you can do all the aspects. I haven't had as good a look at so many others. As you said, Little Flower Garden is a great guide from what I can tell. But this just has so you don't have to. She even has, in Enki, she also has even worksheets for, you know, like your math practice or your language arts practice. Like this year, there were some great spelling ones of how to, you know, use the same word families and you spell, you know, light in five different ways that could be correct. And working that out and having worksheets for that. And for me, I love having, you know, simple math worksheets for when the concepts are skills. You know, once you've gotten all the four process down in the second grade, keeping that in skills as you're moving on to the next concept in third is really important. And, you know, to have the resources already there is really helpful, that I don't have to go out and find an extra, you know, or make up my own worksheets. I only have so much brain space.
So would you say, I know it's got a lot of components, does it also, is it laid out with some kind of a schedule for you to, you know, week one, week two, or is that something that you have to kind of formulate?
There are suggestions, and she actually now includes sample schedules. So do you have an idea? She'll go through, like, especially in the early years, you're just a basic rhythm schedule of your day, your week, your month, your year, you kind of basic. And then if you get further in the grades, when you have more actual topics to to work with, she lays it out. And I just took one of her suggested sheets of, you know, I picked one that worked in the seasons we were working with, because the stories adjust to the season. If you're working with the Torah in the fall or the Torah in the spring, it's a slightly different, there are slightly different versions of certain stories, container stories that relate to the child, so that you're actually tailoring it to the seasons you're working with, you know, not ignoring the fact that you're in spring. And yes, there are sample schedules. You know, if you are covering these four stories now, this is a good time for a science block. You can, you know, these are suggestions for crafts you might want to do that relate to the stories at this time. Or this is a good time to bring out, you know, place value using the tribes of Israel, you know, calling them tribes. And there's lots of explanation how to teach the concepts, you know, very well laid out, you know, how to teach place value and how to teach, you know, long division, which, you know, I was shocked worked at all. And it did. Lots and lots of practice later. But yes, so there's a lot of guidance of how to, you know, approach the stories, how to pull, when is a good time to pull from, because certain stories lend themselves, you know, if you're doing Noah and the Ark, that's a great time to work on parts of speech. And that's suggested in there. And on, so that each time has, you know, crafts that work better with this or that aspect, related cultural crafts.
Right. So it sounds like it has it, and it's not already done for you, laid out, but it's enough that you can have a little bit of pull, you know, from here to there, and you have everything you need, and you can kind of tweak it for what's working and where you are with your, you know, where your children are.
Exactly right. You know, in second grade, choosing the story and choosing this, you know, saints and sages that you want to work with. And there's a setup and for each one. And yes, here's a good time, you know, well, that's of course a little more separated math and stories, but yes, there's definitely guidance of how to set it up. And of course, yeah, because it's not a, you know, week one, week two, week three, you are absolutely free if you need more freedom to step out, but there is guidance, you know, especially in the beginning, my goodness, when you're just starting homeschooling, to have that guidance, you know, something I can kind of fall back on, or, oh my gosh, I'm getting behind, what do I need to cover now? And even the converse of, oh, I actually do have time to spend 2 weeks building the longhouse now. I can, you know, I can do that. This is a good time to do it. It will work. I find that a great relief to have that to kind of fall back on and refer to.
And do they offer support as well, as far as if you buy the package, they, you know, you get to call them or whatever?
Yes, you get when you buy your initial package, you get an hour with Beth on your own. And then there are monthly calls with Beth for your grade, there's a grade 1-2 group, grade 3 and up, and in an early years group. And so those are live calls that you can call into once a month, and you can ask any questions and trust that somebody else in the group has the same question you do, and probably get some pretty good answers. And then there's also Yahoo groups, that you can anytime, okay, I'm having trouble, you know, with this concept. What do I do? What'd you do with this? I don't know how to introduce this. And other members of the group, you know, who've either done it already or have some good ideas, you know, will always chime in and be really supportive. So there's a ton of support. And then, of course, you can also buy extra personal consult time. Some do, some don't, which I have used. For, you know, any kind of issues with that, whether it's, you know, developmental or, you know, curriculum or what have you, parenting doesn't matter. You know, if you like her insight and want more personal, that's also available in, you know, chunks of time. Mm-hmm. It is, yeah, a lot of support through email.
Yeah, that's important, especially when you're first starting out, I'm sure. That comes in handy to just know that you've got that to ask along the way. It sounds like a lot of very good support, actually.
It's very, very supportive. And I have found that the people who have, I mean, there are people who contribute who are still connected, who are, even if they're pioneering in grades 4, 5, 6, and 7, are still connected and give great feedback of, oh, when my child was in third grade, this is how we did it, you know, and that they're very helpful and connected and, you know, not judgmental about, you know, any problems, just very, they want to be there to help because they know that all of us homeschoolers are pioneering. So,
yeah, that's the best way, you know, when the moms who have already been there, done that, you know, can give you suggestions and tips. I mean, that's why we're here.
Exactly. to gain support for each other and ourselves and, you know, be there because we know what we've been through already. And
yeah. Best when you hear that from somebody else who's done it. It's like, oh, okay. Or you can take what they're saying and then just kind of bring it back and use what fits, which is nice.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, wow. So, I mean, it sounds like such a complete curriculum. It sounds pretty amazing. It's been interesting. Every time I talk with somebody on the phone, I'm like, oh, that sounds really great. Wow. Maybe I'll try that. Every single one has been so convincing.
Isn't it wonderful? And that's the thing. It's like, you know, what's working for me may not work for you or somebody else.
Yeah.
But there's such wonderful and rich material out there. And it just depends on where your perspective is. And that's why I chose Anki 3 years ago. It simply spoke to my heart. I have no idea if it's any better or not than anything else. It was just what spoke to my heart and made me go, yes.
Yeah, and that's what I'm finding from every person I talk to.
Yeah.
It fits them, you know, and it fits their lifestyle or their family. And that's really what it's all about. It's all basically the same information, you know,
it's
the way it's presented and what fits you. And so that's why I'm doing these calls, so that people can kind of get a better idea, you know, what, you know, how does it go? Because it's hard to look when you look on the website sometimes and just,
be able to find
stuff, but really hear what, how is it laid out and what is it all there and what kind of support and all that. So,
I mean, as far as, you know, I'm trying to get, you know, how it's laid out is, you know, there is so much support in here of how to lay out your own blocks. But like you said, it's not an open your book and do it. You have got to do the reading ahead of time. You do have to do some legwork and you have to really get in the trenches there and then fly by the seat of your pants. I'm not actually so good at planning.
That is so complete that everything's right there when you do need it sounds like.
Yes, and so when I go, okay, oh my gosh, I haven't decided poetry for the next month, what do I need? Okay, I'd really like this. I'd like a seasonal poetry and maybe a cultural poem. Great, there it is. Oh, I forgot to mention, another huge aspect of Enki is it also includes a lot of work, kinesthetic work, physical work. All of the Waldorf, you know, is really, you know, is very focused on, you. There has to be physical, you know, you have to be playing outside and all of this, and, you know, so right up my alley. But it also includes, like by the time you, especially in third grade, brain gym and kinesthetic work and crossing midlines and how to do it and the exercises and the songs and the movements and the, you know, bean bags and the copper rods and all of that stuff is also in there. So that, again, you know, putting together your circle, everything is there for you to find. Oh, I need something because, you know, she's spacing out on me. Okay, here's what I need to pull from. What's the brain gym that works for that? Okay, how? Let's find the verse for that. Great. And there's always a verse. There's always a song. There's always a way to integrate your senses and so that you're at maximum, you know, so that we're not just kind of on, you know, autopilot, mm-hmm. and the kids mm-hmm. are alive and awake and coming from their centers and not disjointed.
Yeah, wow. Sounds like it does have everything then. That's great.
Yeah, it really does. It's been a great journey with Enki, and if there's ever, they also have a show and tell on the website of you can find people in your area who are using Enki, and hopefully there is, and so you can go and look at the materials. I've shown it to several people.
That's nice.
I don't know who has gone on to buy it or not, but yeah, it is, because it's really helpful to as with any curriculum, to sit down with it, spend some time, ask questions. What do you mean I get 7 binders? What do I do with that? Okay, here's what you do with that.
Yeah. That would have been helpful for you before you got it all, probably, right?
Because I swear when I got it, Donna, it sat for a couple of weeks before I even opened it. I was so afraid.
Like, oh my God, what are all these boxes, right?
Exactly. I didn't know what to do. And then I opened it and began. But all of it's over. I think it's for me personally, the idea of homeschooling was so overwhelming when I started that it was just one more thing. And then you just go. And with as much support as possible. And what you're doing, Donna, is wonderful in terms of giving people the resources. They can hear the voices of the people who have the great materials out there. It's so great to be able to listen to all the people who put out these materials. I think that one thing that sometimes puts people off is the resale policy on Enki.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people like to buy secondhand materials, which, you know, as a homeschooling mom, I mean, we're all living on one income, right? I mean, that's just the nature of the beast. I understand everybody needing to save money. It's just part of a different philosophy, and most people buy bites, some don't, and, you know, I don't throw any judgment on that. But being a writer myself and knowing that, you know, if you bridge in a magazine article, a screenplay, a book, you know, everyone likes to get paid for it, right?
Right.
And that
just
keeps the materials coming, you know. They're not making any money over at Enki yet. I hope one day in the future they will. But it's, and I can understand why it's off-putting to some people. But I like to support, whether it's, you know, buying the book from Donna Simmons, which I did, or, you know, any of the other wonderful resources. It puts people off, but you just have to kind of think in the bigger picture. And if it makes sense to you, great, buy it. And if it doesn't, you know, it's not right for you. And that's,
yeah. I mean, I think that's like what you said, whatever's resonating with you and what feels right. And like you said, you kept coming back to it. You kept coming back to it. And then you just made the decision and you never looked back. And that's the way, then you know you made the right decision. So
that's right. You know, the richness of the stories, you know, that really reflects, you know, what my girl's like. You know,
and that's the thing. You have to know, you know, and sometimes it's hard to know, but, you know, if you make the right decision, then it feels right and you continue on with that. And it works. And then sometimes you have to change things up. And
that's right.
That, again, is why I'm kind of doing this for everybody, just to kind of give, you know, people ask me all the time about the, you know, what are the different curriculums? What are they like? And I'm like, well, I know some of them, but I haven't used all of them. So
exactly.
Let me let everyone hear it from somebody else. So
I'm
excited. I hope that everybody enjoys these for sure.
I do too.
And thank you for coming on here talking about Enki. So, again, not one you hear tons about, but it is, from what I've heard from you, it's amazing. It sounds like it's really something, and
it's,
hopefully
it's
she'll continue
rich
on
yeah.
in the, you know, to add the grades on and but she's got, what you said, early years and then first, second, and third, right?
Yeah, there's early, you know, years, kindergarten, first, second, and third are all complete, fresh, hot off the presses, third grade. and, you know, beautiful, rich stories that, you know, developmentally reflect your child. And, you know, I hope everybody enjoys exploring all the different possibilities.
Yeah, well, thanks again for taking the time and coming to talk here with me. It's always enjoyable, of course.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. All right, everyone. I hope you enjoyed that, and stay tuned and check out some of our other sessions here at the Global Waldorf Expo. Thanks.